like I'm forgetting how to do all this. It's been a long time. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 of Sips and Tips, the podcast where we will take you step by step through mixing up a cocktail, and then we're going to tackle a problem or two from some of our listeners.
Each week, we will try to theme a drink based on the problem we are tackling. We stress try. Sometimes we pick a drink just because it sounds good. For those of you who've been here before, welcome back.
And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We are certainly glad you're here. My name is Kitch.
And I'm Andrea. And this week we are mixing up a peanut butter cup martini from shakedrinkrepeat.com.
Now, because this drink was a little more involved than some of the others, we actually mixed this prior to doing the recording so that we could just sample it for you on the air. And I gotta say,
I can't wait anymore. We need to drink it first, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, so have a sip. A sip, and then you can tell me what you think while I'm having a sip.
Okay, hang on.
How does that sound? Because it does look phenomenal.
Oh my God.
I guess that's a good thing.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, that's just pure ecstasy. That's what that is.
Oh my God. And it's only 3 calories.
3,000 calories.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, that's like an orgasm in a martini glass. That's what that is. That's amazing.
So we actually made our own, what is it? Peanut butter cup infused vodka.
That's correct, yep.
And holy, so you basically take, well, in a cup of vodka, 4 peanut butter cups.
Yep.
Crush them up and then blend them in, or you can apparently leave it for an hour or so and they'll kind of melt in.
I think it said 4 hours.
4 hours?
4 hours.
If you want to melt it in.
If you want to naturally sort of infuse them. It.
No, so we crushed them all up with a blender
into the vodka.
And we pre-chocolated the glasses.
Yep. With just ordinary Hershey's syrup kind of stuff.
Yep.
or a dessert topping.
Put them in the freezer to freeze up a little bit while we were making this up.
Oh, yeah.
And then we added some creme de cacao.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
A chocolate liqueur of some sort and milk. And that is it.
You garnish the edge of the martini glass with we used half a peanut butter cup, but you could use an entire peanut butter cup. It's entirely up to you. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Doesn't matter to us one bit. The key is to make sure you get all the peanut butter cups in the vodka because that is fantastic. It is probably one of the best drinks I've had in a long time. Mixed cocktail kind of drinks. It's so good. Listen to me slurp.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that was good. That was so good. So on a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 12.
Oh, that's like a 15.
Oh, wow. That's giving it high praise.
That's right up there with the raspberry martini.
Yes, the raspberry martini was good.
That was delicious.
But I like everything peanut butter, so it really doesn't matter.
This is not for your peanut allergy, folks.
No, don't do this if you're allergic to peanuts. That's for damn sure.
I'm sorry for you. Because
you'll never get to try this. All you peanut allergy sufferers will never have the peanut butter cup martini from shakedrinkrepeat.com. I don't know why. I tried saying that earlier in my head and I couldn't even do it that way. shakedrinkrepeat.com.
And we have a couple extra peanut butter cups too.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you need 4 and you buy, two, 3 packs.
That's how they come. So what can you do?
Yeah. So, again, just a cup of vodka, 4 crushed peanut butter cups, and a couple of ounces of chocolate liqueur or creme de cacao is what we use, 2 ounces of 2% milk, and peanut butter cup for garnish.
Don't put a full cup in your shaker glass of the vodka. Well, I guess we sort of did actually use the whole cup, didn't we?
Yeah.
For 4 ounces total. So we basically doubled that recipe for 2 martinis.
Right.
So yes. I did 4, 4, 4.
4 ounces vodka, 4 ounces liqueur. Yeah. That's a lot of booze.
I know.
And it was a very full martini glass. It was, you had to be very careful. Yeah. But it's very tasty. I would say this has got to be probably number 1 or number 2 for me out of all the...
Now, would you order that in a restaurant?
Oh, you're damn right. Knowing now what it tastes like? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Are you? Do you think it's a girly drink? Like, well, because
most guys would not order that because they're going to think it's going to come looking like a girly martini.
I, you know what? Couldn't give a fuck if so people good. Wanted to bash me for drinking this, they can go right ahead. Because it's not like I'm drinking a Vizzy or a White Claw or something like that. I mean,
no, definitely James better
Bond
than that.
Drank martinis, so it's totally fine to drink a peanut butter cup martini. It's so good. Actually, definitely, I would say out of all the ones we've done on this podcast, number one for me. That's
This is very good.
And I up until this point, the dill pickle. What was it called? The pickleback cocktail?
The pickleback one was good. We did another dill pickle one that was horrible.
That was absolutely horrible.
The pickleback one, what you liked, yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes of season one of Sips and Tips, go back and have a listen. They're available pretty much everywhere, I think. Spotify for sure. Apple Podcasts, yeah. All those places you can get them. And keep an eye out for the Sips and Tips Not Safe for Work subscription podcast that will be available through Spotify. And that's a podcast where we will get into some more, how do I say, risque problems that are sent in. Maybe some confessions, that sort of thing. So that will be available before long. Through Spotify for a small subscription. And if you want to hear Andrea talk dirty for a bit, just subscribe to Sips and Tips Not Safe for Work.
Yeah, it's my kitchen right now. It's filthy.
Yes. I don't know what kind of dirty you thought we were talking about, but that's what we were definitely talking about. Okay, so we're going to down these martinis and we'll be right back with a couple of problems. Okay, I'm still getting over this peanut butter cup martini.
So good.
So good. So our first problem this week comes to us from Bobby. And Bobby says, "Hello, Andrea and Kitch. This is a little awkward for me, but here it goes. I don't read social cues well. Never have. Most guys don't.
I don't either.
I'm with you, Bobby.
I don't either. Sorry, Bobby. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm writing asking advice on whether or not this woman is interested in me. It all started a couple of months ago. I had lost my driver's license and debit card. Went to the bank to close my old card and get a new one. The bank manager was very helpful, sweet, and kind. And she's also very attractive." And Bobby writes very in all caps. So she must be very attractive. "I thanked her and went on my way, thinking nothing more of the encounter. I went back a couple of weeks later to order some checks." Bobby, you spelled checks wrong. "I went back a couple of weeks later to order some checks. The bank manager is at one of the windows. She sees me come in and starts talking to me, asking me how my job is going and whether or not I liked it. We chatted and I left again, thinking nothing more of the encounter. I didn't want to assume anything. Today, I go to the bank to deposit a check. And again, the bank manager is in the lobby. She approaches me and asks, how's the new gig? I tell her it's fine, finish my deposit, and I leave. As she's talking to me, she's looking right at me as if she's genuinely interested, but I don't know, and I don't want to assume things. Am I thinking too much on this? If she's interested in me, how do I go about asking her out? She's a bank manager, after all. Any advice would be appreciated." Well, Bobby, don't let the bank manager, first of all.
Why does that matter?
What difference does that make? She could be a brain surgeon and it doesn't matter.
She was a CEO of some humongous company. It might be a little intimidating,
but yeah.
She's a bank manager.
She's just a bank manager. Not that, not to take anything away from
that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But you shouldn't let that,
nope.
You know, cloud your judgment. So, you know what? I'm 100% on board with you, Bobby. I have no idea. It's being a socially stupid individual as well. I don't know. I've been told numerous times, you know, especially in my younger days, going to bars and things like that, that, oh, that person was flirting with you and things like, I have no clue. It just doesn't. you almost have to, and for me anyway, I don't know if most guys are like this, but you almost have to slap a post-it note on my forehead that with your phone number if you want to get my attention. Like, I just don't. And I think a lot of that comes from not wanting to humiliate ourselves by putting it out there that you might be interested. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense. I mean, I have the resting bitch face, so I was never approached.
See, I don't.
I was avoided like the plague.
I don't think you have. I don't know about your resting bitch face.
In a lot of bars and whatever, I often would, because I was normally miserable in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in fair. A fun place, maybe, but and or able to have, I don't know. Most of the time, I was not enjoying myself overly much, so that might be why.
You know what I would do, Bobby? I would make up another excuse or reason to head back into the bank. And if that bank manager is there and you strike up a conversation, or if she seems to be overly chatty or flirtatious, just throw it out there that, you know, hey, I'm heading for lunch. When's your break? Do you feel like joining me? You know, I'm going to go grab a coffee. Would you like one? Something along those lines. And, you know, there's only two responses. And it's, yeah, sure, or no, I'm married, or I'm gay, or I'm not interested. So, I mean, it's a 50-50 shot, Bobby. So I would throw it out there. It can't hurt, right?
No, it can't hurt. If you can do it, do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah. But
if you, I mean, I get it. That's not an easy thing to do. I'm glad I'm not a guy for that reason.
Yeah, it's not.
I've never approached anybody with anything like that in my entire life.
Neither have I.
And I never would.
Not blindly, like not without being introduced by someone or something along those lines. Like to just walk up to somebody in a bar and say, hey, I think you're cute. Would you like to go grab a coffee? Never in a million years. Never, ever, ever.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Not a chance. No. No way. I'm too shy for that shit. I can't.
You're not
do that.
Shy.
I am shy. Totally shy.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. You can't see it, listeners, but right now I'm sitting behind a curtain because I'm so shy I can't even do this in front of Andrea. So. George doesn't believe me at all. He thinks I'm
like, stop laughing. We don't like this fun.
We don't like fun. George is the fun police.
Yes, he is.
So is that your advice to Bobby? Just
I think he needs to. It does sound like she's taking a lot of George. Relax. It sounds like she's taking a lot of extra time to specifically go and say hello.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's not like as a bank manager, she's overly worried about your business. Like, it's not like you're going into somewhere where you're spending a whole bunch of money or something and she wants you to keep coming back.
It's, and she's not looking for tips, obviously. No. Like, it's
she's not a waitress looking for the tips. The waitress or the bartender,
yeah.
No, like, so. She's a bank manager. Like, they usually, if I've ever seen a bank manager, they've been in their office behind the desk.
Yeah.
Like, when have you ever seen a bank manager come out and talk to you?
Yeah, that's true. Never. So.
So I think you probably have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I would agree. That's, I mean, what do you got to lose, right? If you're in a position where you can and not already involved or you know, attached to somebody and you are interested, because I'm assuming you are, you capitalize the very attractive part of your email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go for it. And then send us a message and tell us how it went, because I'm curious either way.
Yeah. I'd start with just do like a coffee. Start with something simple.
Yeah, for sure.
So that it's just like very relaxed. And
yeah.
Even if you were friends, you'd go for coffee.
Yeah. Don't walk up to her and say, hey, I'm leaving for Maui tomorrow with an extra ticket. Wow. Can you get some time off work? Well, that might.
For Maui, I might go.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Let me find a babysitter for my dogs.
Well, I'm going to be home. So, anyway.
But just as friends.
Sure, yeah. give it a try, Bobby. See what she says, and let us know what the response is. I'm curious to see, and let us know how you go about it too. What she says.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to refill my glass, and we're coming back right away with a problem from Lexi. All right, glass is refilled. I drank all my peanut butter cup martini, so I'm on red wine right now.
I'll get you a spoon for the chocolate.
That's good. Yep. It's very tasty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Andrew's going to read a problem that was sent to us from Lexi.
All right, so Lexi says, I've been with my partner for over a year. We are amazing together in the fact that we started as best friends, but when it comes to the bedroom, I find myself not as sexually forward as I feel I should be. I also find myself constantly thinking about someone I had a crush on for over 3 years. I love my partner, but I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm crying now as I feel like there's something wrong with me. I just want to be sexually attractive, not just emotional. I'm not sure what to do, and I have no one to talk to.
First things first, Lexi, you need to figure out where to use a comma and where to use a period. Because you suffer from run-on sentence syndrome.
That's very common syndrome these days.
Probably. I have a question, though. Listening to Lexi's email, I'm not sure what the problem is. Is she sexually shy or is she not interested in him?
I feel like she's feeling like she's not that interested in him, which is why she's not being forward. So she's kind of just not really going for it for towards him and initiating anything because she's really not overly interested because she's thinking about someone else during the whole thing.
Mm, so it's a compound problem.
Yeah.
Well, if you are not sexually attracted to the person that you're partnered with and supposed to be, I'm assuming anyway, monogamous with, why are you there?
Yeah.
I know you're best friends. You started as best friends. That's what it says. But you need to be more than best friends if you want this to be a long-term monogamous relationship. Am I wrong?
No, totally. And you have to figure out what's going on with this crush from 3 years ago.
Yeah, what is that? Get over it already. And it's 3 years.
You've had a crush on someone for over 3 years. What's going on with that person? And you've had a crush on this person for 3 years.
I totally read that wrong.
Yeah.
I thought this person, this crush was like 3 years ago.
No, it looks like it's someone like it's I had a crush on for over 3 years. So it could be time ago, but it sounds like the crush was for 3 years. But it sounds like the crush isn't over.
Right.
So it's not just, yeah. It's not a had, it's a have, I think.
I don't feel like you shouldn't feel like there's something wrong with you because you are not sexually attracted to your partner. But there's something wrong with the relationship for sure. You need to be able to talk to this person and explain to him how you're feeling. And if you're not going to be able to discuss it or find a way to become sexually attracted with your partner, you need to go back to just being best friends. And
that might be a tough one.
That could be a very tough one. Yeah.
I don't think you could just go back to being best friends once you've crossed that line.
That's true. So just say sayonara and move on.
I don't know if I'd go as far as that if the relationship is good, because really that relationship part of it is one of the most important parts, but you have to figure out, you need to A, get rid of the crush.
Yes.
And you have to figure out what do you need to do to get rid of the crush. Like, is the crush over and you just keep thinking about this? Like, if you're still thinking about this person, the crush isn't over.
No,
like, is this person completely out, unavailable? Like, you're never going to, so you might as well just give it up. And you need to focus yourself on your partner that you have right now and see if you can make something happen. And if you can't, then you need to say bye.
100%. I totally agree. If you're thinking too much about this crush, and you don't give us a whole lot to work with here, so like, is this crush? Do you feel it's a mutual thing? I bet you anything,
it's the physical crush.
Is this the bank manager?
Maybe the partner doesn't quite live up to the crush, and you can't get over that, and you have to
just move on.
You have to get rid of that, whatever that expectation is from the crush that you have. Very possibly that person could be horrible in a relationship with you.
Absolutely. Yep.
And you could lose something really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give it more of a chance and change your thinking around.
Yeah. You know, the first line of your email says you've been with them for over a year and you are amazing together.
Mm-hmm.
In the fact that you started as best friends. So that is something. It's not always easy to find that person that you are so good with.
Nope.
From a, day in, day out standpoint. So maybe you just need to get rid of the crush and work on the, sexual attraction. And is it something specific about your partner that you're not, that doesn't do it for you? Is it, a habit or a personality trait or something or is it his appearance, his or her? We don't know with Lexi. Nope. Could be a his or her. So I think you need to do a little soul searching first and dump the crush. And, I would agree that if you feel like you're amazing together, there's gotta be a way to work the sexual attraction into the relationship.
Yeah. And starting out as best friends, I mean, maybe you were best friends because there wasn't the sexual attraction. And so if this is becoming a thing, you have to work at it. But I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Is there an awkwardness around it because you were
sometimes best being friends first isn't always the best thing because, I don't know, most relationships start out with the physical attraction first. The other way, then it changes.
Yeah. 100% agree. So, well, Lexi, I don't know what if that was much help to you or not, but thank you for sending us the email, and hopefully you can keep us updated, just like Bobby. Maybe you and Bobby should get together. Do you run a bank by chance? Probably not.
Probably not.
She doesn't sound like a bank manager. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that was problem number two, taking care of, say if it's taken care of or not. That's opinion a tough one. Regarding problem number two. So
you should probably talk to him about it.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. She should talk to him about it.
But
and especially if he senses this, because I'm sure
he probably does.
That he's probably, wondering why it's not happening as much as he would like for it to happen, and maybe he's not the least bit attracted to you either. And it's as simple as a handshake and you go about finding somebody else. It's hard to say, but it warrants a conversation for sure.
Yeah.
So
maybe there's awkwardness. I don't know. Who knows?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's problem number two for this episode of Sips and Tips, and we will be back hopefully. And first of all, we should apologize for taking such a long break. We were going to get back at this a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. And then Andrew was extremely sick and couldn't stop coughing. And we had hockey and all those things going on. So it was a little difficult, but we set aside some time to get it done. And here it is. So don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Are we on the TikTok still?
Yeah, but I don't go on TikTok. I'll try to put some stuff on TikTok because of the people who like TikTok, but I cringe when I open
TikTok. It is cringeworthy. There's no question. It is
cringe. I kind of avoid opening it. Like, it literally, it's the opposite of being addicted to something.
That's true. Yeah. You can also email us your problems for us to talk about at tellyouforfree@gmail.com. That's TELLYOU number 4. free@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, or If you go to anchor.fm, find Sips and Tips, the podcast, you can send us a voice message that we would happily put right in the podcast. So send us your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, and we will be back next week with another craft cocktail and a couple more. Oh my God.
I'm dipping my peanut butter cup in the chocolate of my brain.
You look like a kid who just got caught doing something they shouldn't be doing. That's so what you look like.
Good.
All right. And keep an eye out for Sips and Tips Not Safe for Work on Spotify. That's the new subscription podcast where we will get into some stuff that's a little more adult. Let's just say it like that. Adult, even though you look like a 3-year-old right now.
I'm not very adult at the moment.
All right, folks, thank you very much, and we will see. Will we see? No. We'll talk to you next week.
Listen to us next week.
Listen to us next week at Sips and Tips. This has been a 3x2 podcast production.